As you know, 2020, the year has been many things, but it's also been a disaster for tourism. The $1.14 billion industry is in crisis. Yesterday, Hospitality Newfoundland and Labrador hosted a stakeholder session with its members and government to discuss the impacts of COVID-19 and the demand to focus on a recovery plan. Hospitality NL Chair Steve Denty joins us live by phone. Good morning, Mr. Denty.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you so much for joining us. So what were the main points to come out of your session yesterday?
Well, I think, you know, for us, the two main goals of the session were to raise awareness, but also to discuss collaborating with key stakeholders. What we wanted to do was make sure that everybody in the room, and this included, you know, members of all parties in our province, could leave and have an understanding and an ability to articulate and discuss the value of tourism and hospitality as an industry, and really understand that there needs to be a plan now for recovery.
Yeah, and you've asked for the increased focus from government as we prepare for the next tourism season. What exactly do you think is needed?
I mean, you know, there's a number of things that we have talked about. I think first and foremost yesterday was, you know, trying to make sure that all members, not just our minister, but members of government can go back to their communities, go back to their districts and talk about, you know, the future. That they understand the pressures and challenges that exist for tourism operators. Now, what those solutions look like, we want to be part of those. We want to be part of that discussion. You know, and some of the things that have been discussed are, you know, whether that's eligibility for tax breaks, you know, on a federal level, obviously we've talked about the wage subsidy, but with our provincial counterparts, is making sure that they keep the pressure on those federal government representatives. Other things that we talked about were, you know, grants for infrastructure and PPE, increased access to government-backed loans, a tourism-focused aid package, discussions about how we return to pre-COVID-19 operating levels. Obviously, the discussion of expanding the bubble when that's deemed safe and how do we do that. And basically, to come back with some information, hopefully, to provide hope to an industry that is increasingly finding it difficult to find that.
Yeah, tax breaks, wage subsidies, increased pressure. I mean, what else? I mean, putting 2020 behind you, that's part of it as well. Just forgetting about what's gone on this year and focusing on 2021. But like, what is needed to give operators a chance at success for the next season?
I think, you know, one of the first things that I think people need to hear right now is that their government representatives view this industry as a growth industry, that they view it as a significant player in the economy. That recognition and creating the awareness of how significant it is the first step. The next step is to talk about collaborating. So, again, I think what our members want to hear is that their government representatives are willing to collaborate and willing to involve industry in a plan. You know, we've done some extensive surveys this summer through our industry in the province, and some of the numbers that have come out, to be quite frank, are staggering, even when you know how bad things are. You know, 90% of our respondents indicated that they've experienced a decrease in revenue. And it just sounds like a number. When you think about it, to think that 9 out of 10 respondents experienced a significant decrease in revenue this summer, that's catastrophic. You know, and when you look at then 70% of those respondents saying that they wouldn't be able to stay in business without access to government support.
Wow.
So 7 out of 10 saying that they just wouldn't be able to stay open without access to government support. So getting some of these numbers across to our colleagues in government, again, allowing them to go back to their districts and their communities, understanding the meaningful impact that this will have to employment for their constituents, that was a large part of what we did yesterday. Again, our goal as an industry association, we've worked diligently on this topic, you know, for months and months and months, is to try to work to come up with a solution as we face uncertainty, as we face challenges, and how we come out of this. You know, it's not going to look the same as it did before. We know that, and we want to fight to get back to the levels we were, but also to look at it as growth. There is growth potential for this sector of the economy, and I would hope that our government colleagues would recognize that while we're hurting right now, there is significant economic potential going forward if we invest now and we do the right things to make sure that operators have every chance to survive.
And from the meeting that you held yesterday, we had VOCM's Richard Duggan there. He brought us some audio from Joe O'Brien of O'Brien's Boat Tours. I mean, when push comes to shove, right, the industry needs people. So how important is opening the borders?
I mean, obviously, you know, when I'm asked this, I say all the time, I think if you ask anyone, would we like to have the borders open? Of course we would. Every citizen would. In recognizing where we are in the global landscape during the pandemic now, it's complex. We realize it's challenging. What we need is a plan to go forward on how we do that, what that looks like, how testing works, how contact tracing works, how all the mechanisms that will be put in place for us to allow to do it safely, to provide both travelers who are visiting here, but also our own citizens, a comfort level that it's the right time. One of the more important parts of that is a signifier that we are planning to be open. 2021 for our industry is happening right now. And we just want to make sure that, as the time is right to discuss opening borders, that we are sending a plan that we're there. We look forward to doing it with all health and safety measures, of course, factored in. Again, a large percentage of our businesses just can't survive without clientele that are local residents, that are close to home. That expansion of the potential customer base is incredibly important for the economic survival of the industry.
Wow. And, the federal wage subsidy is not going to be there forever. It's running out, I think, this summer. Most tourism operators probably won't see revenues returning to the pre-COVID levels until, 2022, maybe even 2023. So how concerning is that for you, Steve Dente?
Well, it's obviously very concerning. In our research, I think a lot of operators still retain that optimism. So, is 2022, 2023 the right number? We've seen, despite the hardship, a staggering amount of positivity, but I'm noticing it lately that that's starting to dim. I think we need a significant signal from government that they have faith in the industry, that they're willing to work with us. Again, we want to be part of the solution as well. We understand the challenges. We understand the challenges of every sector of the economy. But when you look at, again, it's not like manufacturing where items are sitting on a shelf that are going to be able to be served, sold down the road. Our services and products are perishable. When that business is gone, it's gone. And when you think about not returning to a pre-pandemic level for 2, possibly 3 years, in some cases you see estimates of traffic being down even until 2024, 2025, it paints a really dark picture. So I think what we need to have is a vision beyond just the next couple months. This vision needs to be for the next several years, how we position the key operators in this province to yes, absolutely maintain in the short term, but more importantly, to look at a plan for how we continue to grow going forward. I think the other thing to recognize is, we're guilty of sometimes just talking about tourism. And people think of a very short season, which the prime tourism season is. But there's many, many of our members and other industry in this province who are open year round. So, again, having government assistance to make sure that they're able to survive and prosper now and serve customers in their backyard and do all the things that we need to do. It's, again, a complex discussion, but one I think that needs a great deal of focus and commitment from all levels of government, from all parties, at a time when it's crucial.
Yeah, it is a complex discussion, and just keep those questions coming and keep raising awareness. Steve Dente, as Chair of Hospitality Newfoundland and Labrador, thank you for joining the VOCM Morning Show.
Thank you. I appreciate your time.